balanced. Zatharite node potential, 73. Zatharite node balance, 24 red, 13 orange, 14 yellow, 4 green, 6 blue, 2 indigo, 3 violet, and 7 white. Zatharite node structure, constellation. Zatharite node links, 68. As soon as the scan was complete, his body unlocked from its rigid state, and he reflexively took a deep breath.
Well, that makes sense.
Whiskey Tango Foxtrot is going on? He was 5 floors down in a bunker that apparently no longer had power, having video game-style pop-ups appear in his vision.
This is just a dream. I must have fallen asleep.
It didn't sound like him, but he couldn't think of any other realistic options. The building had enough backup power options to survive pretty much anything but a direct blast. There hadn't been an explosion, no ground shaking, and no loud noises. Well, minus that voice saying, "Begin." He reached for the landline that was used for emergencies like this. Even an EMP shouldn't affect that line. He knew before he picked it up that it wouldn't work, but it was just something he had to try. He slapped his cheek.
"Wake up, Drew!"
Nothing changed. He slapped himself again, harder this time.
"Wake up!"
Citizen geolocation acquired. Warning, citizen is in near proximity to primary nexus. Citizen is awarded an additional 5%, rounded down, of their total nodes in intermediate-grade Zatharite to assist in survival. Citizen compatibility tool initialization. Citizen is awarded 7%, rounded down, of their total nodes in beginner-grade Zatharite as an initialization bonus. Citizen compatibility assessment concluded. Available Zatharite. Red, Fireball, Intermediate. Red, Storm, Intermediate. Red, Cone of Frost, Intermediate. Red, Minor Dancing Sword, Common. Red, Major Spark, Basic. Orange, Major Refresh, Basic. Yellow, Major Monoguard, Basic. Red, Minor Acid Dart, Primitive. Citizen, please slot at least one node to continue. What followed was a map that appeared to be a large grouping of constellations. From the earlier messages, Drew assumed it was his Zatharite node structure. There were many small multicolored constellations, ranging from 2 to 6 nodes each. Some were connected by thick lines, and others by smaller lines. He assumed the larger connections were the node links mentioned in the assessment. Most of the slots were dimmed. However, a point near the bottom was pulsing white, and the nodes within 2 connections of it looked usable. In all, only 3 red nodes, 2 orange, and a yellow node looked to be available for immediate insertion.
"What's going on?"
Drew asked the darkness, his voice bordering on panic. "Warning. To facilitate an adequate survival rate, citizens will not drop Zatharite for 100 days. You have been selected to view the tutorial. You may view the tutorial prior to slotting a node."
"Okay. Some answers?"
He turned his head around to see if there wasn't some small amount of light.
"Well, I'm either crazy or it's really happening. Either way, might as well get some information. Now, how do I start the tutorial?"
Saying that was enough to activate it. The darkness around him changed, shifting from absolute darkness to a deeper darkness, while simultaneously illuminating the nearest section, giving him the sense of vision. A moderately attractive woman appeared in front of him.
"Greetings, citizen. I am the artificial intelligence assigned as Earth 3's tutorial guide. You may call me Evis. I am authorized to instruct you on basic system interface, Zatharite, Zatharite nodes, and your rights as a citizen of Earth 3 in a newly initialized system."
"What's going on?"
"Your system was claimed and settled by the Human Protectorate in Galactic Year 17,543. As such, mana accumulators and humankind were seeded on the 3rd planet, designated Earth, in preparation for full citizenship integration when ambient mana reached sufficient levels to support full functionality. This is the 3rd successful split in Earth space-time. As such, your dimension has been designated Earth 3. During the activation process known as Advent, Earth 3 will undergo a series of radical shifts to bring it more in line with Protectorate development standards. Did that answer your question?"
Drew's mouth opened and closed a few times as he tried to parse everything that he'd just heard.